FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The body of a teenage boy who drowned on the South Coast beach has been found. The 17-year-old was out swimming with friends at Pennington Beach on Wednesday. It's understood the group got into difficulty in the water. Three of them were rescued by a member of the public at the unprotected beach. A search for the missing teen was launched the same day, but was called off due to deteriorating sea conditions. IPSS Medical Rescue's Samantha Merrick says beachgoers came across a body earlier today.
Members of the public alerted Gladiator Security and IPSS Medical Rescue after they made the discovery of the missing 17-year-old boy on Pennington Beach. Our condolences go out to the friends and family of the deceased.
With the deadline looming for prepaid electricity customers to update their meters, Eskom in KZN says its officers will be on hand this weekend to help those struggling with the recoding. Officials say meters using key revision number 1 will no longer accept electricity tokens after Sunday. They have to be upgraded to key revision number 2 or the machines will be inoperable. It will cost the customer 12,000 rand to replace a meter if it stops working due to not being updated. Eskom in KZN the company's Timothy Ngobo says the number of customers who still need to do the upgrade over a week ago has significantly dropped.
All those that were buying, which is around 700,000, they have received their tokens and then they're continuing with their lives. It's the exception of plus or minus 600,000, which many of them, they are now coming forward. They are buying electricity. They could not get their codes to record their meters because they were not buying electricity.
Ngobo says they are aware there's panic as some customers are unsure whether their meters have been switched over.
You can check yourself. You can check your meter by punching the 20 digits numbers 1-844-467-4407-384-377-2416. If the screen shows 2 or 2.2, it means you don't have to worry, you don't have to panic. But if it shows 1 or 1.2, this is where now you need to quickly buy the token so that you can get these 40-digit numbers and then record your meters.
Customers have also been urged to make use of Eskom's chatbot, Alfred. And Spain's government has fined 5 budget airlines 3.3 billion rand for what it says is abusive practices such as charging passengers for hand luggage. Irish airline Ryanair has been hit with the biggest sanction at 2 billion rand. The others are Spanish airlines Volotea and Vueling, as well as EasyJet and Norwegian Air. They've also been fined for charging passengers to reserve adjacent seats for children and other dependents and not accepting cash when selling tickets at airports. The Spanish Air Sector Association, ALA, says the decision by the Consumer Rights Ministry is absurd and puts airlines at a competitive disadvantage. It says it will appeal. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Jean Klein, the latest player to withdraw from the Springboks starting 15 for tomorrow's clash with Wales. New United manager Ruben Amorim thinks that he's the right man to take United to the next level. And India on top after day one of the first test against Australia in Perth.